Inshallah, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, we have many brothers who are eager to have asked questions. Inshallah, Mufti Sahib will be around later on, not for too long, as I'm sure he's tired as well. But inshallah, if you can contact him after the program. Inshallah, we are in the last stages of our evening program, which is called Reflecting. One of the reasons of tonight's program is to reflect and ponder, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and says many times in the Quran. Because if we think about it, a person changes his life or her life after reflection and pondering. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in numerous places says, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ. Do you not think? Do you not ponder? It's only after reflecting, thinking and pondering changes come into our lives. We have some good news and some bad news. So which news would you like first? Okay. The good news and the bad news is concerning the same person. So it doesn't matter which order I give you the news. Our chief guest, the reason why I say chief guest is because Hazrat Maulana Salim Saab Nawab is the ustad of Maulana Zaid Saab, is the ustad of Mufti Zubair Saab, and the ustad of Maulana Farhan Saab. So he is Ustazul Asatiza. Maulana has unfortunately been ill since the last 4 or 5 days. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a speedy recovery. Allah ta'ala grants him total shifa. That's the sad news. The good news is that, as many brothers know, we have been holding a monthly talk for brothers on a monthly basis since September. So this program was the program for December. And in January, our speaker for our monthly talks will be the same person, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Nawab Saab. That is the good news. So although Maulana could unfortunately not be with us today in this program, but inshallah our program, which will be next month on the 18th of January after Isha Salah will be at 6:30. Like I said, you only need to understand that look at the talks we have been listened to by Maulana Farhan Saab, by Mufti Zubair Saab, and inshallah Maulana Zaid Saab will be delivering a talk right now. Maulana has been giving dars of hadith since over a year, probably a year and a half or even 2 years. And look at the caliber of these speakers, and he is their ustad. So now you understand what caliber and what, mashallah, Maulana is extremely gifted. He's one of the top shuyukhs in this country for sure. He's extremely humble. Maulana has been teaching Sahih al-Bukhari in the Upton Lane Girls Alimiya course, and also in Madni Girls School. He's been teaching for at least 10 years plus. But Maulana has been teaching giving dars of Quran, dars of hadith, since the last 30 years of his life. Extremely humble, pious, talented individual. Like I said, unfortunately, I know myself, even on Saturday he was not feeling well. He tried his best, but unfortunately it is the Qadr Allah. Whatever Allah Ta'ala wishes will happen. But inshallah, like I said, it's not all gloomy doomy. Inshallah, Maulana will be amongst us, inshallah, on Saturday, 18th of January. So please note that in your diaries. Without further ado, I just want to end with one quote, and then inshallah Maulana Zaid Saab will be taking the place of Maulana Muhammad Salim Nawab Saab. A very beautiful quote which we can take is, fix your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fix your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix all of your problems for you. A simple but a very beautiful quote I came across. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it one of our goals and our New Year's resolution to amend and fix our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in His hand, in His control. Everything is in His hand, in His control. Allah ko razi kar lo, sab kuch theek ho jayega. I'll end with one quote. I know I said one quote. Last quote. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, as you gathered, Lahore is in Pakistan. He used to live in Lahore. He was a mufassir of the Quran. He was a great commentator of the Quran. And he said, he mentions that if somebody was to ask me, I'm on the train platform. One of my foot is on the platform, one foot is on the train. And someone came running, Ahmad Ali, Quran ka khulasa bayan karo. Quran ka khulasa bayan karo. In other words, one of your foot is on the train, one's on the platform, you're about to board the train. And someone comes running and say, "Bhai, what's the conclusion of the Quran?" You've got 30 chapters, and on the spot, you're telling me, "What's the conclusion of the Quran?" Hypothetically speaking, I would say to that person that the conclusion of the Quran is, Allah ko razi karo, Allah ki ibadat karne se. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko razi karo, unki ittiba karne se. Aur makhlooq ko razi karo, unki khidmat karne se. In other words, the conclusion of the Quran is that please Allah by worshipping Him and being obedient to Him. Please our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by following Him, following His footsteps, following His Sunnah, and please the people by serving them. What a beautiful conclusion of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for me, for you all, and for everybody else to bring these beautiful advices into our lives. Without further ado, I request our respected scholar, like I said, Maulana Zaid Sahib, mashallah, has been giving Dars of Hadith in our masjid for the last 1.5-2 years of Riyadu Salihin. This is something, again, we should participate every Tuesdays after Isha Salah. Jazakumullah.
I'm not replacing Maulana Salim Nawab, so I'm really teasing. Maulana Salim Nawab, so it's not someone you replace. I'm just covering for Maulana. I was saying to the students in a taqwa, you have crunchy nut and then you have honey nut. So I'm the honey nut. The night is, it's been a long time as well, so I don't want to speak for very long. I'll try and, inshallah, in a few words, practically speak about what we can do, put everything together that we learned. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا الله تكون أعبد الناس أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. First of all, each individual sat here should congratulate himself upon the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whilst we can say majority of the world, and if not majority of the world, majority of the UK is in ghafla. They're in negligence, worried about the new year. And Allah Ta'ala has given us tawfiq to spend a few moments in His remembrance. Abu Idris al-Khawlani rahimahullah once came to Yemen and he saw a young man. And people were coming to this young man and they were asking him with regards to their issues, with regards to masail. So he asked the people, "Who is this?" So they said, "This is Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu." So he went to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu and he said, "I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said that, "Truly, really for the sake of Allah?" So Abu Idris rahimahullah, he said, "Yes, only for the sake of Allah." He asked him again, "Really for the sake of Allah?" He said, "Yes." A third time he asked him, "Really for the sake of Allah?" So again he replied, "Yes." So Abu Idris rahimahullah, he says that he grabbed me from my shul and he pulled me to him. And he said that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that people, t- two individuals or a group of individuals who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be given shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and that will be the only shade. So this Abu Idris rahimahullah, he says that I traveled from there and I met Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, and I mentioned this to him. So he says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that haqqat muhabbati, my love is certain, it is wajib, it is 100% for that individual or for those individuals who they al-mutanasihuna fiyya, they advise each other for myself. Al-mutazawiruna fiyya, they meet each other for my sake. And then he said that these individuals, they will be ala manabira min nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will sit them upon chairs, on thrones made of nur. And يغبطهم الملائكة والنبيون, the angels and the anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam will look to them and say, what wonderful people these are. So this is this tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great tawfiq. We should congratulate ourselves. And you know, any such virtue which is mentioned, it is when a person does it habitually. When you habitually do these things, then you'll be counted from these groups. So we should make it a practice, a habit of ours, that whenever there is a program, if not every, then I will try and attend as many. I will try and rearrange my timetable so that I can attend in these programs. Ask brothers who have come from other countries in Europe. These facilities are not available. You will seldom find in another country. Even in the UK, a program at 12 o'clock. So we are, each person should congratulate himself on this tawfiq. Number two, from the same point, that you've come here for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah you will continue to do so. Now there must be some category of who you will try and benefit from. Because unfortunately, there are all types of people out there now. People like to listen on YouTube. But we have no idea what dangerous things are out there. And we say that I'll deal with it, and if it doesn't make sense, I'll be able to capture it. You know, there's a group who makes this absurd claim that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not the final prophet. Someone from Pakistan, born a couple of hundred years ago, maybe less than that, he is the final messenger. He's another messenger after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now everyone sat here will say that, you know, I wouldn't fall for that trick. But you don't know which trick you're going to fall for. The same group in Manchester a few years ago had a conference, and around 30,000 people in the UK participated. So you don't know which trick you're going to fall for. That's why keep it simple. The ulama, your local ulama who you see, and their shuyukh, follow them. Because you can see their life. You don't see anything crooked there. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, Man nujalis? Whose gatherings should we go to? So he replied, that the ones who, when you see them, you remember Allah. When they speak, they increase in ilm. And that means that ilm which transpires into your life through amal, they change your life. You can see. Not that you feel emotional for a bit and then there's no practical change. And their sahbah and company, it increases you in your worry and inclination towards the hereafter. So this is the second point. Number three, we have heard many points about what we need to do. Let's put it in a practical way. What is taqwa? So the gist of today's program is that we need to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become His beloveds. This is what taqwa is. Or in other words, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ittaqullah, ittaqillah, takun a'bad an-nas. Gain taqwa, build taqwa, you will be the greatest worshipper. Now we find, we mentally have this block that deendari, being pious, being practicing is not for me. Because for us practicing is lots of nafil salah, lots of recitation of the Quran, so many a'mal, fasting, etc. And because we can't achieve that, we switch off, that's too difficult. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that taqwa is very easy. Just don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa, in other words, means to build between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a barrier, a shield, a protection that stops you from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do we make that shield? How do we make that barrier? I'm going quickly because we've been here for a long time. So we need to build a barrier between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, once a sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said that what is Islam? What do I need to do? So he said that you need to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the aqaid. After that, perform salah, give zakat if it becomes mandatory, perform hajj if you have to, and fast in the month of Ramadan. So he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's all I'm going to do. And then he went. So when he left, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if he is true in what he has said, if he is true that he's only going to do these things, no extra nafil salah, no extra fasting, no extra sadaqah, if that's all he's going to do, and obviously a believer never plans to disobey Allah, so if he does all this and doesn't disobey Allah, then he will go to Jannah. So taqwa is very easy. That's all you have to do. But because there is a chance for us slipping, we need to build that barrier between us and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will we build that barrier? What do we need to do? We need to do two things. The first I've just mentioned. The company of the pious. Because company molds a person. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu once said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there are people who love a person, he loves a people, but he can't find himself doing the same a'mal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْتَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You will be with the one you love. So he said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you. So he said, أَنْتَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You will be with the one you love. So why is this, my beloved Shaykh Hafidhullah? He says that when you love someone, you will try and emulate him. You will try and copy him. So you will find yourself in one of two situations. You try and emulate and you succeed. Or you try and emulate and every time you fall short, your beloved, your shaykh, he doesn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you fell short. You will do tawbah and start again. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from us. That a person, he walks. And every time he falls, he stands up again. Every time he falls, he stands up again. So number one, company. Like Mukhtasar rahmatullahi used to say, Sheikh ki dant. Sometimes we only go to those ulama who say things nice that we're doing all the time. We never go to ulama who tell us, bye, this is what you're doing is wrong. And if someone does tell us, then we say, bye, not here. Wahanto karibat sunni, but they're not there. That's where you're supposed to go. Because the objective is to learn what you need to do and learn where you're falling short with regards to the hereafter. So if you're going to go to people who always tell you things that you're doing, when are you going to correct the mistakes? So he used to say, Sheikh ki dant, admi ke dent ko nikal leti hai. That when the Sheikh rectifies a mistake, then imagine we are a car traveling to Jannah, but our car is damaged. So when the Sheikh tells you that you have made this mistake, then in there, the shortcoming is like that dent has been fixed. That wheel which is not fixed properly, it's fixing it. So this is the company, number one. Number two is dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you remember Allah is watching, you truly remember, you will hold back. You're walking on the street and you want to look at someone. You want to look at the opposite gender, a beautiful woman is going past. But if you remember that Allah is looking at me, you will stop. We're in the masjid to be away from that distraction. Let's not get distracted. So he would say, very quickly, he would say, Hazrat Hanbi rahmatullah used to say, before you disobey Allah, Hakim Akhtar Sahib, hargiz na dekunga, na dekunga, na dekunga. I will never look at who, jinhe dekkar mera Rab naraz hota hu. At the one who, if I look, at her, when I look, Allah will become displeased with me. So remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Now you have to do that as a habit. You have to remember Allah so that when you're in the deep, you have to learn how to swim, not when you're in the deep end, before you go there. So before you put yourself, you find yourself in a situation of disobedience, practice dhikrullah. How? Go to the mashayikh and teach them. And it's a short but a lengthy period. You have to stick at it and you get better. But to begin, let's recite the Quran daily. Recite the Quran daily. If a person recites one, ideally we should recite one juz, but if a person recites one page after each salah, he will finish one juz in a week. And in 30 weeks, he will finish one Quran. Times that by two, in 15 weeks, he'll read. How long does it take to read one juz? One page? 1 minute? 2 minutes? When was the last time you finished one Quran outside of the month of Ramadan? Just 1 minute after Salah, We open the Quran and we'll recite one Quran in 30 weeks. Make a plan. Number one, the recitation of the Quran. Number two, fix some ma'mool of tasbihat. The mashayikh generally, as a beginner's lesson, 300 times salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Short form, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, istighfar. Make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, istighfar 100 times. And number three, the third kalima or the first kalima, la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah, or the first kalima, subhanallah walhamdulillah, 3 times. This is the basic level of dhikr. Number two, number three, as Mawlana Farhan Sahib mentioned, remember death. Remember death. Remember this reality that all this I'm seeing, you know, close your eyes, as Mawlana mentioned, I'm not going to go into it. And just remind yourself that really and truly this body of mine will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before I get there, I need to say sorry here. Because if I say sorry there, it might not work. And that is the last point. So the first point was that we need to build this shield between us and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we build that shield? Number one, company. Company. This company is a very powerful tool. As the Tanwi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, that the one who frequents the gatherings of the Ahlullah, one thing I can guarantee for him is that he will not die in kufr. His iman will be saved. Number two, dhikrullah. I mentioned a few points there. And number three, remember death. So this is taqwa. But sometimes this shield will break. Shaitan will penetrate. Nafs will penetrate. So what do? Because the shield is broken, you just throw it to the side. No, you repair it. How do you repair the shield? Tawbah. Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullahi alayhi, someone wrote to him and said, Hazrat, this taqwa bahut mushkil cheez hai. Taqwa is so hard. So he said, taqwa to bahut aasan hai. Taqwa to itna hi aasan hai, jitna bawuzu rehna aasan hai. Taqwa, remaining a muttaqi, or being a muttaqi, is as easy as it is to remain in the state of wudu. What does that mean? So he said, do wudu. And when your wudu breaks, go and do wudu again. So when your taqwa, your shield breaks, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and that shield is repaired. And you can keep doing it. Allah is amazing. Not only does Allah keep repairing your shield for you, He likes repairing it. How much does He like it? One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will suffice. He says that a person, imagine a person, he is in a field in the desert, and his camel, which has all his sustenance, food, drink, water, getting him out the desert, all of those things is on that camel. He falls asleep and wakes up and he sees that the camel is gone. He's a dead man. He's just waiting for death. So he goes and sits by a tree, a cactus, and he is waiting for death to hit him, and he falls asleep. And then he wakes up and he sees that camel is there again. So he quietly creeps up to that, crawls, gets to that camel, and then he grabs a hold of it. And he is so happy at his second chance at life that he loses his mind and he says that I am Allah and Allah is my servant. He's overcome with joy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Lallahu afrahu. Allah is even more happy when his servant turns back to him. Imagine the one who has disobeyed him. The one who has disobeyed him, when he turns back to Allah, Allah is more happy than this individual who's got a second chance at life. But not just once. You do one sin, you leave the masjid, you do one sin, you go back home, remorse, and you do it again. No problem, again. Every single time you break the shield, there's an unlimited supply of forgiveness from Allah. So when the supply is unlimited, why do we limit ourselves? Keep making tawbah. You don't need to lift your hands up to make tawbah. In your heart, say, oh Allah, I've sinned, forgive me. Oh Allah, I've sinned, forgive me. And keep doing this. My Shaykh says you will find yourself either on the platform of taqwa or on the platform of tawbah. And both of these individuals are dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah loves those, and Ajib, He brought the ones forward. Because the one who's always sinning, he'll feel like, you know, I've always keep sinning. I keep sinning. As Tanwi rahmatullah used to say, Kibay, you think that your sins can outdo the mercy of Allah? You think you can sin so much that you can outdo the mercy of Allah? Yet takabbur hai. Who do you think you are that you can outdo the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So keep doing tawbah, because there is an unlimited supply. And shaitan, our second enemy, or our main enemy, he never gets tired. A person, he does years of sinning. And then one day he does tawbah, shaitan's efforts for 40 years, it goes down the drain. The very next moment he'll start again. So why do we become despondent when shaitan doesn't become despondent? So just to recap again, we need to build a shield between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that shield is made up of number one, dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or number one, the company of the pious. Number two, dhikrullah, frequently remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even besides these tasbihat that I mentioned, just think that my Allah is looking at me with so much love. The one who he's looking at me with love. Think about it. Sit down 2-3 minutes here and there. Number three, the third point, maut, remember death. And with this is the shield made now. And every time the shield breaks, fix it with tawbah. And one last thing, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I want to obey you. I want to obey you. But I find myself very weak. I can't even make the first step. I find myself so weak that in my mind I've decided that even though these good points, these good thoughts, I'm going to go back home and sin. Say to Allah that this is my state. Have pity on me. Have pity on me. Oh Allah, you give me the shield. Aap mujhe bacha le, apni panah mein le le. Say to Allah that you save me. I'm too weak. An ajeeb dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Allahumma waqiyatan ka waqiyatil waleed. I'm so sinful, I'm so weak, I'm like a child. So save me and look after me and protect me like a newborn child is protected. At least ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dr. Abdul Arifi rahmatullahi alayhi would say, Kibay, the time we live in is a very, a time of great trials. You know, there is one hadith where he mentions 72 common things which will become common. Each one read it and it's like it's happening before our eyes. Many of them were involved in. So he used to say, Kibay, there's so many fitan out there. So it's very difficult, but we can't excuse ourselves and say to Allah that, you know, it was too hard. Because did we do at least this much? That say to Allah now that it's so hard, you help me. You help me. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'll end on this point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just put in Jannah those who obey Him. Allah is so kind that there is a group in Jannah who will be called Jahannamiyin. So what? Jahannamiyin in Jannah. So what, who is this group? As I mean, this will be a honorary title for them. How? That this will be the last group who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took out from Jahannam, from His own grace. He forgave them. They should have been there for longer. But He forgave them. And He brought them into Jannah. And this is that group who should have been in Jahannam. That's why they call Jahannameen. But Allah loved them so much that He brought them into Jannah. So Allah doesn't just put into Jannah sinful, obedient servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts into Jannah disobedient servants as well. But we should try and be from the first group, and if not from the second group, at least not be from that group who disobeys Allah, and he doesn't care about it. He's happy about it. At least show that remorse. At least show that weakness. At least show that humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I'm trying. If we show this much, then what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, He'll pull us towards His mercy. He'll pull us towards His maghfirah. Just as that person who came to a pious person, but he didn't have ilm, and he said to him that I've killed 99 people. Now, is there anyone here who can say that I've done more sins than killing 99 people? No. Inshallah. So this individual, he killed 99 people. He comes to this pious person and he says, Halli min tawbah, will I be forgiven? So he said, 99 people you've killed, are you crazy? No tawbah for you. So he'll kill him, might as well make you 100. He'll kill this pious person. But again, remorse. So he'll go to an alim and he will say, Halli min tawbah. He will go to an alim who is an arif also, who has this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the three things I said, that when you see him, he reminds you of Allah, he speaks, he changes your life, he increases. So he'll go to this type of alim. And this alim, he will ask him, Halli min tawbah, can Allah forgive me? So he said, of course. But he'll teach him a practical lesson. And what's that practical lesson? Change your company, bye. Sahba. I said, company. He said, go to so-and-so place. Al-Qaryatu Saliha, where pious people live. The tawbah is not a prerequisite of, is not dependent on the good company. But why is he sending him there? Because he's arif. He knows how to. So he will go then, the company will change him. But this individual, he dies on the way. He dies on the way. And just before he dies, his final effort, this was what I was saying, that show something to Allah. Show a fake effort. Superficially say, oh Allah forgive me, I want to obey you. Superficially. This individual, on his way there, when he will realize that he's about to die, his last amal will be that he will throw himself a little bit in the direction of the place where the pious people live. That I can't make it there, but just a step closer. What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do with this individual? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to this individual, or he will send the angels of mercy, and he will send the angels of adab, and he will say to them that, check, how far was he from where he came, and how far was he from that city where the pious people live? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the earth to be shrunk, so that the distance between him and that pious, so he'll say that if he is sin, if he was closer to there, take him to Jahannam. And if he's closer to there, take him to Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the earth to be shrunk, so that when they measure it, he is closer to Al-Qaryatu Saliha, where the pious people are, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. That little bit of effort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, give me the tawfiq. Thereafter all of us to practice upon these few points which were shared, and only points which were shared throughout the talk. We'll conclude the dua, inshallah. ہر وقت جو دل پہ آپ کے ذہن میں جو آ جائے, آپ کو کبھی استغفار کا دل کرے, بہت کچھ ہے, بہت کچھ.
Inshallah, we will conclude our talk, our program with dua. Just last point based on the question which our respectable uncle asked in regards to dhikr. Dhikrullah is such an easy act of worship. Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. We can do dhikrullah whether we are standing, whether we are sitting, even if you're lying down. Look how easy Allah has made it. Any position you can do dhikrullah. You don't even have to be in a state of wudu. If you are, alhamdulillah. If you are not, you still can do dhikrullah. There's no fixed time. Certain times of the day is makruh to pray salah. Yes, so we can't pray salah in those makruh times. For dhikrullah, there's no makruh time. For certain acts of worship, like hajj, it has to be a specific month, specific days for hajj to be accepted. But for dhikrullah, anytime. You know, Maulana has mentioned, you know, if you look at the, you know, the hadith, so many different forms of dhikrullah we can say, inshallah, afterwards, Maulana, if you have any questions in regards to dhikrullah, inshallah, please meet Maulana Saab. But inshallah, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I this ability, this tawfiq to sit in his house. Inshallah, may this be a stepping stone to better ourselves, to better our lives, and may this be a catapult in making a strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like Maulana said, the gist of taqwa is to refrain from the disobedience of Allah. That's the gist of taqwa, to refrain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we all should aspire to be from the muttaqeen. We aspire to be many things and to become many things. But when did we actually make dua to, oh Allah, make me from the muttaqeen? Ye bhi ek mangne ki cheez hai na. Alif lam mim dhalikal kitabu la rayba fi hudal lil muttaqeen. The Quran starts off with taqwa as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from his chosen servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the muttaqeen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm and give us steadfastness to stay on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time of death, give us, make us from those people who shall recite the kalima la ilaha illallah. May it be the last, our last words. Allah, there's a dua, it's not coming to my mind, but may the last words be la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But like our scholars say, in order for our last words before we die, to be la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, we must also live a life like la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah as well. Jazakumullah khairan. This program would have not been possible without the speakers, without the audience, without your participation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sacrifices, our efforts, especially our speakers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase them and us in ilm and in amal. And inshallah, I request Maulana Farhan Sahib to inshallah come forward and to inshallah make a short dua. Jazakallahu khairan.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لك الحمد كالذي تقول وخيرا مما نقول اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت وأنت على كل شيء قدير اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا مقبولا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان Oh the most merciful of the merciful ones Ya Allah shower your mercy upon all of us Ya Allah Oh the most forgiving Allah Ya Allah forgive all of our sins Ya Allah Ya Allah forgive all of our sins Ya Allah Ya Allah you are Dhul Jalali wal Ikram Ya Allah Ya Allah you are the greatest Ya Allah You are the most forgiving Ya Allah Ya Allah forgive all the sins that we have committed Ya Allah Forgive our minor sins and oh Allah forgive our major sins Ya Allah Ya Allah forgive those sins we have done Ya Allah intentionally and forgive those sins we have done unintentionally Ya Allah Ya Allah forgive those sins Ya Allah we have done publicly and forgive those sins we have done privately Ya Allah Ya Allah forgive our sins forgive the sins of our parents Ya Allah forgive the sins of our dear and near ones Ya Allah forgive the sins of the whole Muslim Ummah Ya Allah Ya Allah if you were to forgive our sins Ya Allah nor would anyone question you Ya Allah and nor would it bring any deficiency in your treasures Ya Allah Ya Allah we have nowhere to go to but to you Ya Allah Ya Allah we have nowhere to run but to you Ya Allah Ya Allah the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us that Ya Allah you spread out your arms during the day so that the sinner of the night can return back to you and Ya Allah you spread out your arms during the night so that the sinner of the day can return back to you Ya Allah you are ever so embracing Ya Allah Ya Allah you are ever so embracing Ya Allah Ya Allah we have no door to knock on except yours Ya Allah Ya Allah if you turn us away from your door then where will we go Ya Allah Ya Allah no matter how filthy we are Ya Allah Ya Allah no
no matter how many mistakes we have made, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, however we are, Ya Allah, we know how evil we are, but Ya Allah, we love you and we love your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ya Allah, because you love your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, please forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins in such a way that Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to stay steadfast on this tawbah, Ya Allah. Accept our tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us remorse on our evil deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to disassociate ourselves from the means of those sins, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to never return back to those sins again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but because we are weak, Ya Allah, we are prone to sin and err, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whenever we slip, Ya Allah, you lift us back up again, Ya Allah, and send us back in your direction, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us by our foreheads and put us on the sirat-i-mustaqim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us love, Ya Allah, for your Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us true love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us true love for the Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us true love for the Sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us love for Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us love for your Pak Zikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so Pak and pure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, your name is so Pak and pure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, why is it that we are still so heedless and Ya Allah, so neglectful of your name, Ya Allah? Give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to remember you Zikran Kathira, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to remember you excessively, Ya Allah, day and night, and Ya Allah, in all the different activities that we do, Ya Allah. Allow us to keep your Pak name on our tongues, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of Ya Allah, due to the filth of our tongues. Ya Allah, do not deprive us from reading the glorious Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us from doing munajat with you in salat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us from taking your Pak name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, these hands are so filthy, Ya Allah, they are not deserving of even being raised to ask from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these eyes, Ya Allah, they are so filthy, Ya Allah, they're not deserving to shed tears in your court, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, like we said, Ya Allah, we have nowhere else to go but to you, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, you love to forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive all of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. Ya Allah, there is nobody who forgives sins except you. Inna Allah yaghfiru. Ya Allah, you forgive all of our sins. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. Shower your maghfirat and your rahmat upon all of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us nafrat in our hearts, Ya Allah, but for music and Ya Allah, for the opposite gender, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant, Ya Allah, put nafrat in our hearts for bad nazri, Ya Allah, and using our eyes in the wrong ways, using our ears in the wrong ways. Ya Allah, today, Ya Allah, the factory and the warehouse of sins, Ya Allah, lies with us all the time in the shape of the mobile phone. Ya Allah, grant us control when using the mobile phone and the social media, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, if the mobile phone is making us sin so much, then Ya Allah, make us from the intellectual people who say it's better, Ya Allah, that we put the mobile phone to the side as opposed to putting your taqwa to the side, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to get our priorities right in life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who have hukuk on us, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill their rights, Ya Allah, especially our parents, Ya Allah. Those of us who are fortunate enough to have both of our parents, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to serve them correctly, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq to serve them correctly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, just like they loved us unconditionally when we were young, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to serve them unconditionally now that they are in need of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, especially our spouses and our children, allow us to fulfill their rights, the elders in the community, our neighbors, our imams, and Ya Allah, all the Muslims and the non-Muslims, Ya Allah, allow us, Ya Allah, to display the correct, Ya Allah, color of Islam to them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, do not make us a means of Ya Allah, your beautiful deen getting its reputation tarnished, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to become the flag bearers of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow the non-Muslims to see the beautiful colors of Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain and Masjid Al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Protect the Muslim lands, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, especially, Ya Allah, protect all the Muslims that are the victims of oppression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save our Muslim and brothers and sisters wherever they may be suffering around the world, Ya Allah. Especially, Ya Allah, about the war-stricken countries, Ya Allah, poverty-stricken countries, Ya Allah, save those Muslims, Ya Allah, alleviate their difficulties, Ya Allah. Especially our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Ya Allah. Especially our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, in Syria, Ya Allah. Especially our brothers and sisters in Yemen, Ya Allah. Especially our Uyghur brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our Muslim brothers and sisters in Kashmir, Ya Allah. Wherever our Muslim brothers and sisters are suffering, Ya Allah, they are our blood, Ya Allah. We cannot be happy if they are not happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, their nuksan is our nuksan, Ya Allah. Allow us to, Ya Allah, feel their pain, Ya Allah. Today the truth is, we put £10 in the money box and we think we have done enough for them, Ya Allah. And we forget about them, Ya Allah. And and we enjoy our food and our luxuries, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the truth is, Ya Allah, we shouldn't be able to even eat and we shouldn't be able to sleep, Ya Allah, due to the suffering of the Muslims around the world. Ya Allah, alleviate the difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to see the days of glory, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the days of glory for Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick, Ya Allah, temporarily sick, terminally sick, Ya Allah, you grant them shifa, Ya Allah. There is none that can give shifa but you, Ya Allah. Rabban nas azhib al bas washfi anta shafi la shifa illa shifa'uk shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, Ya Allah, illuminate their qabrs with nur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save them from the punishment of the qabr, Ya Allah. Save them from the punishment of the qabr, Ya Allah. Elevate their statuses, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, whenever it's our turn, Ya Allah, to be buried in that qabr, Ya Allah, save us, Ya Allah. Shower your mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Save us from the punishment of the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make all of us, Ya Allah, our qabrs a garden from the gardens of paradise, Ya Allah. Rawdatun min riyadil jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our gathering today, Ya Allah. Accept the good works of Masjid Adam and the connected ulama kiram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, it is only your tawfiq, and we thank you immensely and deeply, Ya Allah, that you gave us the tawfiq to spend over 4 hours in your house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this isn't no small accomplishment. And Ya Allah, without your help and your fadl, this wouldn't have been possible. But Ya Allah, we take this as a good omen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are starting the Gregorian year, Ya Allah, but we take good omen and naik fali in this, Ya Allah, that you want us to change our lives. Ya Allah, you want to take us closer to you, Ya Allah. That is why you allowed us to participate here, Ya Allah. All the brothers and sisters who participated in this, Ya Allah, even though they weren't able to stay to the end, Ya Allah, accept it from all of them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make this gathering today a means of our forgiveness and our salvation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we have asked from you, grant it to us, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, whatever we didn't get the chance to ask from you, grant it to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the pious predecessors, whatever good they have asked from you, grant all of that good to us as well, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, whatever evil they have sought your refuge from, Ya Allah, grant us refuge and protection from all of those evils as well, Ya Allah. Wa antal musta'an wa alayka al balag wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, these youngsters, these brothers, the sisters in the dua, Ya Allah, they have got big hopes in you, Ya Allah. Fulfill their hopes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have got big needs in you, Ya Allah. Fulfill all of their needs, Ya Allah. Especially those brothers and sisters who are looking for a suitable spouse, Ya Allah, allow them to find the suitable spouse very quickly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those married couples, Ya Allah, who are in pursuit of children, Ya Allah, grant them offspring who are the coolness of their eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those husbands and wives who may be going through difficulties in their marriage, Ya Allah, you've removed those barriers and those difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma ahfadna min kulli bala'i dunya wa azab al-akhirah. Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salati wa min zurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salati wa min zurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakallahu khairan for everyone who participated, and mashallah, I don't think there's much more for me to say. Maulana has mentioned. Inshallah, since we are about to leave, it will be extremely desirable that inshallah, if we can leave by praying 2 rakat salah, tahajjud salah, inshallah, it will be an amazing thing. If we can't wake up in the last portion of the night to stand up for tahajjud, any time after Isha Salah, we can pray tahajjud. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Alaykum bi qiyamil layl," make tahajjud, the night prayer, important. Act upon it. Don't let it go. Why? He mentioned 4 things in regards to the importance of tahajjud salah. Number 1, it was the practice of the pious people before our ummah. Number 2, it is a means of gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 3, it is a means of expiating our sins. And number 4, it is وَمَنْ هَاتٌ لِلْإِثْمَ. It is a shield, a means of protection from sins, from committing sins. So inshallah, if we can spare just 5 minutes to pray 2 rakat, nafil salah, tahajjud salah, inshallah, like Imam Shafi said, when you make dua in tahajjud salah, it is like that arrow which doesn't miss its target. That is how powerful tahajjud salah is and the dua made after tahajjud salah. And also on the way out, there are some publications, there are some leaflets, some literature, which is free of charge. So please do take that on your way out. Jazakallahu khairan. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you.